Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, July 25th, and coming up in today's episode. Centre tells Parliament, Rs. 295 crores spent on Prime Minister Modi's foreign visits from 2021 to 24. Opposition to host farewell for Jagdeep Dhankar after government snub. Government blocks 25 OTT platforms over obscene content. And Macron's Palestine announcement at United Nations sparks backlash from Washington and Tel Aviv. The government has revealed that over 67 crore rupees was spent on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's official visits to five countries in 2025, including France, the United States, and Saudi Arabia. The information was shared in a written reply by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh in the Rajya Sabha on Thursday. The data was provided in response to a question by Trinamool MP Derek O'Brien. It lists both country-wise and year-wise expenditure details on the Prime Minister's foreign visits between 2021 and 2025. For several visits in 2025, including those to Mauritius, Croatia, Cyprus, Ghana, and Argentina, expenditure details were not provided, with the reply stating, "Bills under settlement, total expenditure not yet available." Of the five trips in 2025 for which figures are available, the most expensive one was visit to France, costing over 25.5 crore rupees. The trip to United States in February 2025 came in next at approximately 16.5 crore rupees. Other countries included in the list were Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Saudi Arabia, costing between 4 to 15 crores each. During his trip to France from 10th to 13th of February, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with French President Emmanuel Macron and attended an international summit on artificial intelligence. In the United States, he met with President Donald Trump and participated in several high-level engagements. In total, the Prime Minister's foreign visits between 2021 and 24 cost nearly 295 crore rupees, with 109 crore spent in 2024 alone. That year included trips to 16 countries such as Russia, Ukraine, and Brazil. Expenditure for 2023 stood at rupees 93 crore, while it was rupees 55.8 crore in 2022 and approximately 36 crore rupees in 2021. Detailed figures for specific visits were also included in the list. In 2021, Prime Minister Modi's trip to the United States cost around 19.6 crore rupees, while the visit to UK came to about 8.5 crore rupees. In 2022, the Germany visit accounted for 9.4 crore, followed by Japan at 8.6 crore. Additionally, the government shared data costs related to advertising and broadcasting during these trips. For example, promotional expenses for the Prime Minister's 2023 visit to Egypt were listed at 11.9 lakh rupees. Opposition parties are making the most of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar's abrupt resignation earlier this week by extending an invitation for a farewell dinner. The move comes after the 74-year-old was not given an opportunity to deliver a customary farewell speech in the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, the United Opposition India bloc is reportedly planning to throw a hat in the vice presidential race with a united nomination. The dinner is being positioned by the opposition as a symbolic gesture to acknowledge Mr. Dhankar's term in office after what they describe as an incomplete send-off by the government. Sources say the former vice president is unlikely to attend, but the invitation itself is being seen as a statement. Mr. Dhankar resigned on Monday, citing health reasons in his letter to President Draupadi Murmu. However, the timing of the resignation followed a series of politically sensitive developments. Last week, in his capacity as Rajya Sabha chairperson, Mr. Dhankar accepted a motion from opposition MPs to begin removal proceedings against Justice Yashwant Verma of the Delhi High Court. Justice Verma is under scrutiny after large amounts of cash were allegedly found at his residence, sparking a corruption probe. The government, sources said, had prepared its own motion to be introduced in the Lok Sabha, however, and had already secured opposition signatures to support it. Mr. Dhankar's decision to accept the Rajya Sabha motion is believed to have disrupted that plan. Government sources said Prime Minister Narendra Modi was briefed shortly afterwards and top ministers held consultations the same evening. MPs were reportedly told to stay in Delhi and support a countermove, which would have been a no-confidence motion against the vice president, a second for him. Within hours, Mr. Dhankar submitted his resignation. The Election Commission has since appointed PC Modi, Secretary General of Rajya Sabha, as the returning officer for the vice presidential election. Under Article 62(8)(2) of the Constitution, the election must be held as soon as possible following a vacancy. Opposition parties under the India Bloc umbrella are expected to field a joint candidate, with Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge confirming, "We will call a meeting of the India group parties and take a collective decision on what to do for the VP election." Despite the BJP-led NDA holding a majority in the parliament, sources say the opposition is not ruling out a contest, aiming to send a message out even if the numbers are not in their favour. The government has instructed internet service providers across the country to block access to 25 over-the-top or OTT platforms that it says were hosting content in violation of Indian laws and cultural norms. The platforms include well-known names such as Ullu, Alt, Desi Flix, among others. The directive issued by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting cites concerns over sexually explicit and obscene material being made available to the public through these digital services. One source added it was soft porn. According to the notification, the action was taken under the provisions of the Information Technology Act 2000 and the IT Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021. It said intermediaries, including ISPs, internet service providers, are obligated to restrict access to unlawful content when directed to do so by the government. The MIB has stated that the affected platforms had been found in violation of several laws, including Section 67 and Section 67A of the IT Act, which deal with obscene material in electronic form. In addition, some content was found to contravene Section 294 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023 and Section 4 of the Indecent Representation of Women Prohibition Act 1986. The list of blocked apps include Big Shots app, BoomX, Navarasa Lite, Gulab app, Kangan app, Bull app, Jalwa app, Wow Entertainment, Look Entertainment, Hit Prime, Finio, ShowX, Sol Talkies, Adda TV, HotX VIP, Hulchal app, MoodX, NeonX VIP, Fugi, Mojflix, and Triflix. Quote, MIB has also intimidated to the Director, Department of Telecommunications with a request to facilitate compliance by the ISPs, reports said, highlighting coordination across government departments. This move comes in the backdrop of a growing debate around digital content regulation. In April this year, the Supreme Court heard a petition seeking a ban on sexually explicit content on OTT and social media platforms. While the bench remarked, "It is not our domain, you do something," it acknowledged the importance of government-led action in the matter. The latest order reinforces the government's focus on regulating online platforms and ensuring that digital media adheres to Indian legal and ethical standards. ISPs have been asked to take swift action to block public access to the listed platforms within India. The United States and Israel have sharply criticized French President Emmanuel Macron's decision to formally recognize a Palestinian state at the upcoming United Nations General Assembly meeting in September. France will become the most powerful European nation to take such a step, joining 142 countries that already recognize or plan to recognize Palestinian statehood. Reacting to the announcement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the move reckless and a slap in the face of the victims of October 7th attack. In a post on social media, he said this reckless decision only serves Hamas propaganda and sets back peace. Notably, according to official figures, over 59,000 civilians, women and children mostly, Palestinians have been killed by Israeli action since Hamas's October 2023 attack and the ensuing Israeli military operations in Gaza, while 1,219 Israelis were killed, mostly soldiers, in the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also condemned Macron's decision, stating it rewards terror and risks creating another Iranian proxy. He added this would be a launchpad to annihilate Israel, not to live in peace beside it. Israel's Deputy Prime Minister and Justice Minister Yair Levin called the decision a black mark on French history and direct aid to terrorism. He further said it was time to apply Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank, which Israel has occupied since 1967. France's move comes amid increasing international concern over the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where more than 2 million Palestinians face food shortages, displacement, and lack of medical aid. The World Health Organization has described the crisis as man-made, with France pointing to Israel's blockade as a key factor. Israel, however, denies any responsibility for the hunger crisis. Announcing the decision on Thursday, Macron said, and I'm quoting, "The urgent priority today is to end the war in Gaza and rescue the civilian population. We must finally build the state of Palestine and ensure its viability," unquote. The move was welcomed by both Palestinian Authority and Hamas. Senior Palestinian official Hussein al-Sheikh said it reflects France's commitment to international law. Hamas described the recognition as a positive step and urged other nations to follow France's example. Other countries have recently moved in a similar direction. Spain, Norway, Ireland, and Slovenia have formally recognized a Palestinian state since the start of the current conflict. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said a ceasefire would put us on a path to the recognition of a Palestinian state and confirmed upcoming talks with France and Germany. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.